Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here with us. It doesn't have to be in one sentence. You can take as many sentences as you want now. As many sentences as you like. You are more than welcome to take them.
So can I do the UK broadcasters are switching away from Asian medal winners?
Yeah, I do want to hear this.
So it's floating around on the internet that over the course of the last couple weeks, because we've had the end of the season in soccer over there, and you've got these major competitions like Europa League, and of course we had Champions League on Saturday, and even teams who have Asian players as part of their teams when they win their leagues, people are noticing allegedly that UK broadcasters are flashing away from the shot of when an Asian player gets their winner's medal, like when it gets put over their neck or they get to touch the trophy, all of a sudden the camera is no longer on them. I don't know why they believe there's some hidden conspiracy, but that has been a thing I noticed, because I guess it happened during Champions League or one of there's like a women's 7-on-7 tournament over the weekend too, that they saw it again. They're like, nope, this is a thing now for people who are watching soccer, at least some people.
How many Asian players?
There's not a lot. So I guess maybe that's why it's standing out, that at any time it happens, people are like, hey, what are you doing? Why are we cutting away to something else or zooming out from seeing this Asian player get their medal?
Wow.
Or touch the trophy. It's an internet conspiracy that people are using clips and saying a compilation of clips and go, hey, it happens all the time now. I don't know what the connection is, though.
My biggest takeaway here, John, is that people are watching the awards ceremony afterwards.
People do like to see, particularly in soccer, people do like to see the medal get placed over them, because, you know, it's like almost like the Olympics. They all get a medal, the winners at least. Even the losers, yeah. Like Arsenal, they get their second place medal. So it's a ceremony. You get to touch the trophy. Everyone loves when the trophy goes up. The captain gets to raise it up. And apparently, the UK has it out for the Asian soccer players.
Hey! Touch the trophy?
No, they can touch it. We just don't want to show it.
I didn't know that conspiracy was going on. I had no idea.
It was filling my timeline while I was watching.
No Asian Asian viewing of medals.
Like, I didn't we're fine with you playing in our game, yeah, but we don't want to see you happy.
When was the last trophy presentation you watched, John?
Medal? I don't know that. I can answer that question.
Yeah. Like Olympics, nothing. I can't. I usually, yeah, when race is over.
I think I watched the U.S. win the gold
U.S.
in hockey.
The U.S. men hockey team.
And the women, too. I watched that, too.
You watched it?
Did they win?
Yes.
That's impossible to know.
No, it's not. I remember. They won. It was the whole thing, how they won.
No,
I just told you they won. It was on television.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch that. I watched the men's. I mean, I saw highlights of the men's. I don't think I ever stay. I don't remember the last time I actually stayed to watch somebody get a medal. Probably a Houston team, I guess.
I don't even stay. Like when Hayden, my oldest daughter, she, you know, when they medal or something, I don't even stay for that. And I'm just like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. You don't even let her get her medal?
No, I'm like, come on, who cares?
What? Wait a minute.
Just give us the medal. Something? We don't need to do the whole ceremony.
She wins something and she doesn't take a medal home with her?
No, she gets the medal, but can we just give it and let's go? Like, I've been here for 8 hours sitting on a metal
this
chair.
This isn't about you, Raheel.
It is about me. I am the main character in this story.
Well, everyone's a main character in their own life. But as far as this tournament that you took her to, she's the main character in the Ramzanali household.
Like, dude, can we just give us the medal and let's go home? We don't need to do a presentation.
Can't.
No one cares.
The kids care.
Yeah, no one cares. 7378037776, the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5. This is an interesting. I'm looking at some. Which team had the best big man lineage? The Spurs, Robinson, Duncan, Wembanyama. The Lakers, Chamberlain, Jabbar, and Shaq. Rockets, Moses Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon, Yao Ming. Mm-hmm. Or the Celtics, Bill Russell, Robert Parrish, Kevin Garnett.
It depends which era you watched the NBA. I think that, because like the old school fans are going to be like Celtics immediately.
I don't know that those three could possibly compare with Chamberlain, Jabbar, and Shaq.
No, I agree. I don't think they can, but I'm telling you, just like old school fans are like, oh, the Celtics. My era, I'm going to go Rockets because of Hakeem, who is the greatest center of all time. So that immediately pops up right there. But if I'm being just unbiased, Tim Duncan, greatest power forward. David Robinson, you know, serviceable, probably one of the better centers from his era. He is one of the better centers of the era, but not one of the greats. And then Wemby, to be told.
Yeah.
We
got to wait and see on Wemby. He's got, you know,
finals run
three years in. So there's a long way to go. I don't think it's even arguable. It's Chamberlain, Jabbar, and O'Neal.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love the dream and covered, and all of that stuff, the numbers by Abdul-Jabbar, Jeff Van Gundy on the show was like, I don't get this whole GOAT thing. How is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar not in the conversation?
No one's the GOAT when you wear goggles.
No. Yeah. Sorry, well, goggles. I mean, the get longevity, the scoring, the defense, everything. The championships, I mean, it's just, he's in the argument for best ever, period, let alone best center. And I don't know. And when you're talking about Wilt Chamberlain, we used to have Michael Murphy on, and he was not even close. Wilt Chamberlain's the greatest player ever. It's stupid. This is a stupid argument. He loved him, so he covered the Rockets for the Chronicle, and he was, Wilt Chamberlain dominated, yet only had one title. Mm-hmm. And then Shaq has got four titles?
Yeah, three with the Lakers, one with the Heat.
Yeah, he's got four titles, and he was – did you guys see the argument between Charles Barkley and Shaq about Game 7 performances?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, the two of them went at it because he played 20 years, and he said, I was great every Game 7. And Charles was like, you weren't great. What about all the times you lost? How are you great? I was always great. I got four titles. Yeah, well, 16 years you lost. So guess what? You weren't great.
I love the arguments, but it's always annoying because Shaq just goes back to titles and like, shut up, Chuck. You didn't win anything, Chuck. Like, oh, okay, dude. Like, yes, we know Chuck never won a ring.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he can't comment on this.
Neither did Dan Marino, and he's one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so.
It is. I'm glad you brought up Kareem because you go back and look at his Milwaukee numbers, not even the Lakers numbers.
His second year, he won the title.
35-16.
Yeah.
His third year. 32-13. 32-16 his second year.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
He was incredible. Incredible. I mean, not even. You weren't around at the time. He was bigger than Wemby.
Mm-hmm.
And more dominant than Wemby. He was just a force that you couldn't date. Never seen anything like it. The skyhook, unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Yeah. So, I don't know. Give me those three, actually. Give me those three. 7378037776. the number if you and I love the Dream too, but Yao kind of, I know Yao's a Hall of Famer, but Yao kind of brings that, I think, that group down.
That's why I didn't say Yao's name. That's
yeah. I mean, the Dream was unbelievable, but I mean, the last one. Would you rather have Wemby or Yao?
Wemby.
Shaq or Yao?
Shaq.
Yeah, I mean,
Shaq or Wemby. Let's put some respect on Shaq's name too. You know what? Wemby is like the unstoppable force, and he's doing things that we've never seen before. Shaq was that as well, in a different sense.
Yeah.
Right? Like just overpowering people, his athletic ability. A lot of people just remember the final few years of Shaq's career, but man, prime Shaq was unstoppable. The only way you could stop him was hack a Shaq. That's it.
That's it. Well, you put him on the free, that's right, you put him on the free throw line. Wemby can make free throws now, so that's a big plus. That's a big plus. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Quick break here. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for the...
Oh, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Jeff makes a good point here. Elvin Hayes, Moses Malone, and the Dream. Those are the Rockets' three. But they probably wanted at least one in this century. Yeah, Elvin Hayes played before, or Wilt played before Elvin Hayes, but they had Shaq in their list. And Shaq was in this century. And the Rockets needed one guy in this century.
They didn't have that.
Yeah. So
Steven Adams.
That's why they put Yao in there instead.
Steven Adams was at the game last night.
Rooting on his Thunder. Yeah. Yeah.
Clint Capella. More impactful Rocket to winning. Clint Capella or Yao? Center wise. Think about it.
Let that one simmer for a second.
Rockets team success.
Yao had the white boy super squad. Capella had James Harden.
I understood. But as far as what they meant to their team success,
Clint Capella
and the
Yao.
Vertical threat that he gave James, who needed a lob threat that helped them, the defensive prowess of Clint versus Yao. I'm just saying.
He's wondering out loud.
I'm just wondering.
He's not saying.
I'm just thinking back.
Yeah.
Clint played all the time.
Yeah, but Yao impacted the game more than Clint Capella did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of winning the Rockets did with Yao. And Tracy, wait a minute, White Boy Super Squad. He had Tracy McGrady. What are you talking about? White Boy, you can't just limit it to the White Boy Super Squad.
White Boy Super Squad.
He had Tracy McGrady.
But what?
Yeah.
But not that Tracy McGrady. No, it was that Tracy
McGrady.
I
was like, wait a minute. Why am I letting him get away with White Boy Super Squad? He had Tracy.
And the rest of the squad was all white.
What?
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything? He had one of the best players
in
the game.
And they won.
What did they win?
With a bunch of white guys.
They didn't win.
They didn't win. They didn't win.
Was Yao there for the 40-point Dallas game?
They got to the playoffs.
Was he healthy for that
game?
What
did Clint Capella win?
Well, that's why I asked the question. If we were talking about someone who won a title, we wouldn't even ask the question. That's why I asked. More impactful to winning for those two squads.
He's not saying better.
No.
Yeah, he's just saying impact.
The way they were used and how their use led to winning. Clint Capella was a big factor. But I don't think he was a better player than Yao. I'm not saying that at all.
I don't think he made a single All-Star team.
Who?
Capella.
No. No.
I don't think
Yao's
he made
a Hall of Famer.
Third team all pro. I don't think he even cracked that.
All NBA, no chance.
Yeah. All NBA.
No chance.
Yeah. But impact?
Yeah.
For those who were actually watching the games, like Dell, Capella. This is it. Yeah. Dell was watching. Such a silly question.
Double machine, Clint Capella. That's all I'm saying. Good player for the Rockets. Wish we had a player like him.
Yeah. You actually have Capella.
No, I mean that Capella. That Capella. Not this version of Capella.
You had Steven Adams. You can't win without a Steven Adams.
That's what I was told. That's
the Rockets. It is.
Yeah.
This season has let me know how important, you know, rotation guys are. Like Steven Adams, Fred VanVleet are to winning a title. Not your best players. The auxiliary guys.
Or coaching.
The 30-plus-year-olds, how important they are. Did you see the clip that's going viral with Fred where he was – it was back in March where he's like, slow down on the Spurs. He was doing his podcast, and he goes, hey, you guys need to slow down on the Spurs. You're getting ahead of yourselves. It's coming back to haunt him.
Gosh. That's why you got to be so careful, man.
Yeah.
You got to be so careful.
Because no one was talking about us this way when we were winning all the games last year. Come on, Fred.
John, what'd you do this weekend?
I went to a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Where?
In Cabo.
How much golf did you play?
Zero.
What?
We had to get back here because we were supposed to be there come back yesterday, but we had to come back Saturday because my wife, she had to pick up her Peabody Award.
Wow.
Yeah, she won a Peabody.
Congratulations,
which is,
to Wendy.
Like, it's huge. Like, she's got a couple of Emmys, but the Peabody is way bigger.
Yeah.
Way bigger. This is the first one the station's ever gotten, and she won it for the fire coverage.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So she had to get back here. I couldn't go. The tables are $25,000 a piece. And
what?
They said, yeah.
And you guys didn't get a free seat?
Well, my wife did. I didn't.
But that's what I'm saying. She didn't get a plus one?
No.
So then why didn't you just stay in Cabo?
No plus ones on $25,000 tables. No. Why didn't I stay? Because I came back with my wife.
So?
Because I'm a great guy.
You guys have been married long enough.
My wife
traveled
back to a foreign country all by herself.
Traveled back to a foreign country?
Yeah.
Right, L.A.
But she's been there for years now.
But still, it's L.A.
Yeah, but I had to. No way.
That's where she works.
Have you ever flown into LAX?
Yes, actually, I have quite a bit.
But the international terminal?
No, I have not, no.
It actually wasn't bad.
No, it's
now not. It's just all face recognition. You don't even have to pull out your passport.
I know. Isn't that crazy? You just walk right through.
Walk right through. It's crazy.
Oh, I got a story for you. This might be a news of the weird, but my brother was on a flight that got turned around 2 hours in because somebody on board. Do you want me to just tell you the story real quickly?
Did they fart or did they stink up the bathroom?
No. Somebody on board had a Bluetooth device that was named Bomb. And the crew was like, hey, y'all need to turn this off. Like, this isn't funny. No, somebody didn't turn it off. So they're like, all right, we got to go back to Newark.
No.
And this was all over. This was on CNN, everything. My brother starts texting us when he could. He's like, hey, we're turning around. We're like, what happened? Is everything okay?
God. How pissed would you be? Did they find out who the guy is?
I'm not sure. I got to read up on it.
Do you know how I would have?
I would have been so mad. All they said was like, turn it off. They're just like, hey, just turn it off. You know, everyone right now, turn off your Bluetooth. And there was two people who did it, or two devices that were still online, one of them being Bomb.
So it was headed to Spain.
Yeah.
And
I didn't want to say, I didn't want to put 1% on my brother, but, you know.
Who cares? People go to Europe.
He lives a different life.
Turned around an hour into the trip.
Oh, my God. I would be nuts.
Dude, they were 2 hours into the journey.
Oh, my God. And turn around. So now it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Now you got to get off the plane. Now you got to get another plane.
Yeah.
Oh.
And when they landed on the tarmac, there was cops, FBI agents ready.
Did they ever find the guy? Did they identify who needed
to be arrested?
I don't know. He didn't tell me if they found him or not.
There's video. We have one passenger, and this is the audio. We have one passenger that seems to be making a funny joke that isn't so funny, and it's going to be compromising to the safety of this flight, and they turn that thing around. Yikes.
Dude, luckily, and I'm saying this luckily because they don't have kids. It was just my brother and his wife. But, dude, if I was with two kids, a wife, and that happened, oh, my gosh. I would have been levels of pissed.
So it's, of course, because everything winds up on the internet. They have, like, the flight plan or how far they were into their flight. Mm-hmm. They were just past, like, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia. and had to flip the thing because they left from New York. Had to flip that thing around, come back home, and do it all over again.
They got, let me see, I'm looking, they boarded back on the plane at 1 a.m. They took off around 1:15. They landed at 9 a.m.
When did he initially get on his flight?
Did they arrest your brother?
No, it wasn't my brother.
No. When did they initially get on the flight?
I'm going through our WhatsApp. Let me see when he said boarded, because you know we still have to do that as adults.
You have to tell people that you're on. Well, yeah. My mother still asks me.
No, my dad is like, you better put that in the WhatsApp group or call me or something. Like, hey, I'm on the flight, boarded. If any trip longer than an hour, he needs to know. Like, if I'm going to Austin, I gotta say, hey, I'm leaving. I've arrived. Because dads care. Oh, they always care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. You still do that with your kids, like when they're traveling?
Yeah, but they don't listen. They never call. Hey, when you get back, give us a call. Just text us. That you, nah.
Okay.
Don't worry
never
about
happens.
It.
He boarded at 2:33 p.m. our time.
Ooh.
And he didn't get there till 9 a.m. the next day.
To Spain. Well, we're not talking about Australia. We're talking about Spain.
Yeah.
No. From New York.
Right. It's a 7 hour, 6 hour flight.
So you should have been there about what?
Right.
Should have been
you
there.
Lose 10 o'clock 7 hour hours time. When you yeah, go.
10 o'clock.
You usually, hour time. We usually take off in Houston at about 2 o'clock and get there the next morning at 8.
Yeah.
Because of the time difference. That you lose about 7 hours. You lose 7
What's
hours.
What's a rude word that could have been used that wouldn't have had the flight turned around? Like bomb, of course.
That's
instant, a threat.
Yeah.
People are going to. Like, hey, ma'am or sir, could you turn off your Bluetooth? It says boobs.
Yeah, that's a good one. What's the furthest you can go
without them saying, hey, you got to turn this off because it could be compromising to the flight.
Like, yeah, I can't.
Could you insult a public figure and it'd be
fine?
How
stupid are you, though, if your Bluetooth says bomb?
I don't know if you're stupid or if that's like a buddy playing a prank and the guy didn't know.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like you can't just go in there thinking like, oh, yeah. I'm going to get away with this one.
No.
That seems like a buddy pulled a prank.
And particularly
if you
don't turn
know.
It off, you might assume it's not you. Because if you don't know, you don't know. Why? Like, why would my Bluetooth say bomb? They're not talking about me. Like, if I was on a flight, I wouldn't think that mine said
you
that.
You wouldn't even check.
I wouldn't even check it. I'd be like, they're not talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, oh, damn it, Raheel got me.
Like, would be you.
Boy, would you punch your buddy in the face?
Yeah, you're getting arrested.
Yeah.
I would blast. I would put that buddy's picture all online.
You have to explain.
Like,
see, my buddy's kind of a jokester. Yeah. It's not me. It's him. He does things like this. I just didn't think so.
We work in radio, and we, you know.
You have to explain all this here to the FBI, why this is not you, but your buddy did it to you. See, Raheel, you know, he's a guy who did Green Man, so he might pull this on me.
Let me FaceTime him real quickly. Yeah, he'll explain it.
He'll never admit it. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. Who admits to this if you get called out by your buddy?
Gosh. That is nuts.
Just ruin the day for how many people? 300 people, maybe?
John, when we come back, I have a CJ.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. We got to do something with Raheel, but we got callers, and this is the shortest wait times in the history of the world. So we got TJ on the line. So we got to get to him right away because then when you call, you have the shortest wait times ever.
Shortest wait times in the business.
In the business. In the history.
Which business? This business?
In the radio business.
There's evidence to suggest otherwise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't, but
no.
Well, TJ, what's up?
It's a flat-out lie.
TJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, did y'all see the better he called Parlay Prince won $1.7 million payout? He hit on a four-leg future parlay. He hit on Michigan winning the title. He hit on USA winning the gold. The Spurs making it to the finals. And one more I'm missing. I don't know if you guys saw that. I said, I need his type of look. Yeah, and this is for John.
He could have had a $600,000. Hold on one second. He could have had a $600,000 payout, and he didn't take it.
He held on. He let it ride.
He let it ride.
He let it ride.
It was hockey gold, USA, Michigan national title. Was he missing one?
Brock Caesars, is that the new NIL package for the players at U of A? Yeah, you get Caesars tickets.
Yeah, Tillman bought Caesars. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, I saw Tillman bought Caesars, yeah. I don't know that I don't know that that's the new NIL for players. I don't know. But, $17 billion for Caesars. Hopefully we'll be doing some Caesars commercials too, baby. That's right. Go Golden Nugget. What?
Wait, do we have a Caesars close by or is that one just in Vegas?
Just in Vegas.
I can't wait for if we do it, how John makes that work.
The Caesars Lounge and Golden Nugget brought to you by DraftKings.
No, but hey.
But if you are going to go to Vegas.
Hey, if you're dumb enough to get on a plane, Caesars is the place
for you. But
there's
a Golden Nugget there, too.
There is.
Downtown.
On downtown Fremont.
Sticking with athletes and gambling, did you see that Brendan Sorsby bet on his Indiana team when he was there 40 times?
No.
40 games they
played? I didn't see that.
Yeah, so.
Also, I mean, that's.
Yeah, we were having a conversation about should he really have to miss the season. Honestly, I don't care if just because he's gambling, but the rules are the rules. And NCAA's like, yeah, he kind of bet on his team 40 times.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We can't let him play.
As a Texas Tech player.
Well, no.
The sins in the past stay in the past.
That's impossible. We don't
know.
Hold
that over my head the whole time?
We don't know what he would have done if he hadn't got caught. But, yeah, they're like, you know what? He did it a lot. So let's not pretend like it was a one-off, even betting on his own team.
Even if he was betting $5, does that matter? Like how much he's betting?
I don't believe the amount matters very much. It's
no,
just,
for y'all, though. Like,
I don't care if he was betting $10,000, honestly. I don't really have a problem with what he did. I just know there are rules in place. Yeah. So you got to – he can't say he didn't know. They tell him. They tell all the players. So
there's seminars.
Once you're breaking the rules, you're breaking the rules.
Yeah. He can't play again. I don't even know how can an NFL team pick him up either. He's really, really like, I don't know.
I think he could have overcome
it. He's untouchable.
I think he could have overcome it if he wasn't betting on his own team. Like if it was Turkish soccer or basketball games, I think you can overcome that. But now that he's betting, there's evidence that he was betting on his own team.
At least 40.
At least 40 times. Even he wasn't playing though.
No.
He was just betting on them.
Yes.
Like, he couldn't impact the results of the game.
Unless
does that matter?
The only way he would have been able to is he was giving game plan information to opposing teams, which you don't know. It was just he decided to put money on the game.
That's a totally different conversation.
We don't know anything about
it. Let's just say on the surface, it was a guy who's on the bench betting on his own team for or against. Does that?
And he continued to gamble at Cincinnati.
He did everywhere.
And to Tech, so it wasn't stopping. You know, he was using other people's accounts to bet. He just had an issue. The morality of it, that's not where I'm at. But the rule's in place. You break the rule, you deal with what comes with it.
And we were talking about this, John, you probably know a lot of college students as well, but they all of them are doing it, right? Like all these guys are betting. When I was in college and this wasn't legal, okay, I was betting on shady websites, right? Like this is something that college students do, mainly college males. Like we bet on sports, right? You have the freedom to do it. You do it, and now it's so accessible. And the reason I'm bringing this up is
college football,
huh?
We weren't playing major college football.
I agree. That was my on Friday we were talking about this. I'm like, yeah, look, every college student is doing it, and if it's just he's betting on random leagues, it doesn't bug me. But yeah, when you're betting on your own team. Or betting on teams that you're playing against, that changes things up, obviously. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that, like, in general, I'm all about, like, have the freedom to do whatever you want. That's fine. But what we're doing right now, and this is a bigger picture comment, with the accessibility of online sports betting, and then stories like TJ just pointed out where a guy put $2,500 down and everyone's celebrating that he hit this four-leg parlay that's giving you a $1.7 million payout. All these kids think that they have that next ticket, that they can do this, and they're losing a lot of money.
Yep.
The kids that I know, I mean, they are having trouble with this, right? And it's like because they keep seeing these tickets that are going viral on social media, and it's really hurting them. They're like, I'm next. I can do this. This 6 league, this 16 parlay, I'm telling you, I'm one away. And now all of a sudden they're down $5,000, $6,000 because they think they have it. And they don't. It's really hard to hit these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding? Oh, yeah. The dude won 1.7. Do you know how hard that is? That's a reason that the odds are that, you know. You're not hitting the idea. Everybody thinks they're going to win the lottery. You know, there's a reason that the odds are so great.
And then you have accounts, you know, all these, and I don't want to say per, you know, all the services that are out there, but they all keep sharing these and celebrating and like, look, this happened on our platform.
Right.
And you're like, dude, this feels really icky. Like, we shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
All right. It's,
I have a question for you.
8:45, we got a quick one here. 713-780-3776. Iskowski, you get in on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Ice Kelsey, you still there?
He is.
Let's get him in here. He is all Arsenal all the time. Ice Kelsey with us here on ESPN 97.5. What up, Ice Kelsey? Sorry about your loss.
John. Just remember those 12 days of happiness that Arsenal gave you from the time that Man City drew until PSG got the goal. And I think at that point, everyone knew it was over.
Yeah, once PSG scored, it was... I mean, that was a foul, too. I mean, he did.
Yeah.
He tripped him in the box. But, you know, well. Oh, well. You know what, Iskowski? You know,
you're
sometimes
still
you just have
Premier
to.
League champions.
You're a better person for dealing with adversity. Okay, you're a better person today.
I think he's talking about you. I don't think he's an Arsenal fan. He's talking about you.
Oh, I
yeah, no.
Me? Iskelski's not
John,
an Arsenal
John, you're the better
fan.
Person.
Well,
yeah,
I'm,
no, John's a better person.
Well, I'm a. A lot of people say that about me. But the fact of the matter is, Iskelski. He tweets every Arsenal game that I bleed Arsenal, and I've never
watched.
That was the first game I ever watched, and I was really bored by it.
You missed out. They had a great year. You would have been
one of the historic
happy
runs.
As a champion.
Yeah.
Because Houston's not really giving you a
lost.
Champion.
They lost.
No, Premier League champion.
Yeah. I don't care.
Premier.
John.
God, say it right.
Just be happy for Heavey.
Yeah.
You know, Heavey's beloved PSG. Won mm-hmm. the French League and Champions League, and now mm-hmm. his beloved Golden Knights are going to play for the Stanley Cup.
Back-to-back champions.
Is it what winning the French League, isn't that like the little person's league?
Yeah, no. It's not the greatest.
It's not a great league, but it's not the MLS.
They were the only team in it.
No, there's other teams.
There's another team in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
That they don't actually beat. Paris FC gave them the business. But, no, the French League is fine. Yeah. It's not. The Premiership.
La League.
It's not the Premiership.
It's not La Liga.
Not that either. It's fine. And PSG dominates. But they've always been built, at least once all that money came in, to play for the Champions League. And they got two in the last two seasons. And as Iskowski mentioned, the Vegas Knights, who lost more games than they won this year, at least in the regular season, are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
How about that?
Silver Heels
can
double dip.
Right now.
It's a big, big, big week here. I feel so bad. I haven't even rubbed it in. Like I know John is still mourning the loss of Arsenal, so I haven't even really rubbed it in that PSG just kicked their ass.
Well, not really.
No, kicked their ass.
Penalties, not really. I mean, didn't really kick anyone's ass. It was an ugly game that they wound up winning.
They played in the dirt, and they lost.
Credit to PSG.
Did you see what I put in there, Dell, on the rundown?
No.
Have you seen Chrissy Freud?
Oh, yeah.
She is on one this weekend. She has been on one.
Yeah, she was on one this weekend. Chrissy Freud got fired because of her tweet about Diana Rossini. Who did she work for?
Yahoo Sports.
Was it USA?
No, Yahoo Sports. She was freelancing all over. But I think the job that she lost, the freelance position, again, it was a freelancing position, was with Yahoo Sports, right? Because she joined the afternoon show, Jeremy and Joe, and went, I mean, she went all out. She put everything out there. I tweeted a video from it. It got removed from Twitter. I don't know why, but she joined them after she got let go because she was saying that this is happening all over, and everyone knew that there were sexual relations happening between Rossini and Vrabel. But now she's back for more.
Well, yeah. Did she see who she named?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I don't know if we should even say it.
I'm not saying it.
Yeah. Just if y'all are out there, she named Sean Payton.
Why'd you say though? That's not fair.
I don't care about him. He's an a-hole. She named, she didn't name him. She said, wouldn't it be funny if Sean Payton and this Houston person were involved? And it was like, what?
Yeah. She quote tweeted the story that the Daily Mail wrote, where it says, Chrissy Freud, I was fired for exposing the NFL's dirtiest sex secret. Now, I'm revealing everything and
naming names. And then she subsequently threw a quote tweet, naming names.
Mm. And one of them is a very prominent Houston person.
Yeah. I'm curious if there's no evidence of this and this is just throwing stuff out there and people lose their jobs.
Yeah, I don't know how.
How is she not going to get sued?
Well, I guess.
Well, you better have proof. Or, yeah, you better know what you're talking about, because if you start just throwing people's names out there. Well, now, she didn't say that he did it. All he said was, wouldn't it be funny?
Wouldn't it be ha-ha funny?
Wouldn't it be funny?
If they were involved. Yes. So, like, hiding stuff.
It could be anything. It's a little ambiguous. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. What did they know? Were they involved? Were they doing stuff? It doesn't say. You can only assume. But she's simply asking a question. Wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah, but just asking that and putting names out there still putting you on the hook.
Wouldn't it be funny if what, Chrissy?
If they were involved.
But
so which doesn't mean that they were with, per se, Diana Rossini, but they were involved somehow.
But later on, I don't think there's any question about what she's saying when she goes, and this person too. I'm sorry that I know things. That Rossini was going out to many, is what she said.
Oh, so now she's saying that Rossini and these people were in relations.
What we have seen, it looks like, that Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel, it appears that they had a long-standing relationship, stretching at least for 6 years or so. She is suggesting that it wasn't simply a Vrabel thing, and we have no idea. The only evidence we know of is that Rossini and Vrabel have been in the same place several times. What she's saying about these other people, got no idea. I don't know that she has any real information to back it up. But she out there, she trying to make a name for herself, trying to see. I don't know what's next. Maybe a podcast, an NFL secrets podcast. I don't know what she wants to do. But she's trying to establish
something.
I think
that's going to be on some podcast network.
I'm sure
the NFL secrets podcast.
I'm sure Barstool, if they can market it, would do it. I don't know. But there she is. And she did drop a name that's close to home.
It's big and big here. I mean, if I'm him, I'm like, what the? In fact, I don't have any involvement, if I did, I'd be like, what the?
Do you think local media is going to ask him today at OTAs? Because media availability is happening.
Ain't no one got that in him. Ain't no one got that dog in him.
I don't think so either.
No, that's the type of dog that's very unique.
Would that be a Boston dog, New York dog? Do you think Boston media, New York media would ask this person?
New York media barely wanted to ask Jackson Dart stuff. I'm not sure that even
New York media is a little overplayed, by the way.
I don't know if they would. Yeah. What if Harbaugh was mentioned, would they ask Harbaugh? But if it was like Chrissy Ford, not some name that they know and that they believe, like it's Chrissy Ford. No offense.
Freud.
Is it Freud?
Freud.
Chrissy Freud. My point.
Some
just,
respect
my,
on her
my
name.
Point has just been made by myself.
Before she puts your name out there.
Fine. Okay. Sure. This isn't the like if it was Joe Shane or Jim Harbaugh as a name, would they use her tweet as a reason to ask them those two people?
I think they would.
Yeah.
Huh. Is she?
I don't think reputable.
I don't think we will. I don't think our media will. But,
Oh, that's now I want to know if
you're looking.
Should I quote tweet that and be like, our city's media would be cowards if they didn't ask and like call people out?
You want to at people and make try to get them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they value their credential more than would the Texans pull a credential for a question like that? Yeah, right.
No,
I think they would.
No, they would. Nick, you know. No.
Why? That's a very
well. The question is: did you see that you Chrissy Freud named you?
Yeah.
In the Diana Rossini scandal.
What are your? Yeah. Do you have any comment on this?
Do you have any comment? Do you have a comment?
And this person is just going to say, like, look, there's a lot of stuff out there. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm focused on the team. Mm-hmm. I'm focused on making this team the best possible team.
Boy, that's you better be right, Chrissy Freud.
Well, if nothing happens to these people, then there's no lawsuits. There has to be financial damage, right? Like, just hey, you're staining my name isn't going to win anything. There has to be some evidence of...
Yeah, plus it's ambiguous.
Yeah, like there has to be evidence of Sean Payton losing his job because of his tweet. Then you can get the lawsuits going.
Like, I could tweet out right now. Wouldn't it be funny if Raheel was involved?
Yeah. Oh, well, I do have a Rossini story that I told y'all. I don't know if y'all remember or not.
You did tell a story, but it didn't lead to anything.
It didn't lead to anything. Yeah.
What, you two got on a boat somewhere?
No.
No, I'm not going on a boat with anybody.
No, okay. I was just asking.
Maybe a fishing charter. That's about it.
You want to hook a marlin?
Yeah. A little four-hour adventure just sitting there reeling it in like on those ESPN2 fishing shows. Remember those?
I know people like it, but not for me. You just sit on a boat.
Who was the dude? They had a fishing show with Garvey, right? Oh, what was his first name, John? Do you remember?
Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey used to have a fishing show on late-night ESPN. No. And they would just show him reeling in marlins and cobbler.
That's awesome.
That was the whole thing.
Oh, like we don't have a fishing show on Saturday mornings right here?
No, this was on ESPN in their prime days, like the 2000s.
They had a bunch of fishing shows.
Yeah, and he would just sit there and he would get to go to Cabo every weekend, paid for it, and fish. That's the life.
That's awesome. Good on him.
John does that, but with golf.
I did. I used to have a golf show on HSE. When I travel around the state or states, I'd go to Alabama, Oklahoma.
Man, that's awesome.
And just talk to them about their golf courses.
Yeah. Got the golf pro here.
They paid me for that. Good Lord.
Love a good golf pro interview. And
I was watched by tens of people.
Tens of people.
713-780-3776 is the number. You're going to have to look that name up yourself. Okay. Go to find Chrissy Freud. C-R-I-S-S-Y, Freud.
That's F-R-O-Y-D. Not like Sigmund.
Sigmund. F-R-O-Y-D.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't forget that R.
She did. She wanted. The family wanted to make sure we ain't that smart. This is how we spell it.
Well.
John, when we come back, I have a question to ask about C.J. Stroud.
Okay. When we come back.
Your home for sports.